It's 8:33 and it's time now for our community connection. And I believe we're hooked up properly here with the Daryl Fincher representative here in Oklahoma. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing on this beautiful morning?
I'm doing okay. It's been so gray all week. I can't remember which day it is, but I think it's Thursday.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. Well, you know, you're running for re-election for your office, and you've got a primary to kind of get through here. And I wanted to open this up for folks who have known you and maybe some folks who might be new to the area, just who Daryl Fincher is and what he stands for and what you've done since being in office as a representative.
Hey, thank you for asking that question. I always enjoy answering that one. For people, I've been in Bartlesville. I graduated from Sooner High. And if anybody knows Sooner High, they know just how long ago that really was. Ended up going to Oklahoma State University. You know, of course, my parents met in high school in Drumright. So we have these deep Oklahoma roots, you know, from the early 1900s. But, you know, since then, I started off here in the oil fields of Oklahoma working for a well services, you know, oil field services company doing electronic well logging. Had an engineering degree. Ended up heading up some engineering product development for them down in Texas and then in Japan. Then I switched to my career and became a teacher. You know, so I've got a couple of degrees in that. I'm still a certified Oklahoma teacher, you know, top middle school. Then I did another switch to another career, ended up working in public service. And that meant that I worked actually here at the State Department of Education in Oklahoma, helping all of our schools get connected to the internet and knowing how to use their technology in the classroom, which we can see is really important right now, given the fact that they've had to, that all the kids are working from home. So then I ultimately ran for office because if you recall back in 2018, we were having some severe budget issues, similar to what we have today, but for very different reasons. And one of the challenges that we have is some of the rhetoric that I was hearing indicated to me that for the people who were actually serving there, they didn't understand budgets, didn't understand how the tax and the budgets related together. And they also didn't understand how things actually operated in agencies. And so one of the things I wanted to do was to go in and help bring efficiency and accountability back into government for our agencies. And we've done a great job of working with Governor Stitt on that. We actually gave him a lot of power, and I voted for him to have more authority over his agencies because we really didn't have a good setup then. And that's one of the things I wanted to work on. The second is economic development. One of the bills I got passed was the Oklahoma's Virtually Everywhere Act, where we have agencies looking at how people in Oklahoma can share their expertise throughout the world without actually leaving Oklahoma. That turns out to be very important right now because so many of the people are working from home. And the other big thing was, of course, education. You know, when Governor Stitt came in, he was focused on top 10. I'm focused on how do we become the best education we can have and how do people know that we're having a good education? Of course, I've got a deep background in education. And one of the challenges is we can get so wrapped up in looking at education today that we really forget we need to be keeping our eye 15 years down the road. And if we look 15 years in the past, the world was very different 15 years in the past. Didn't even have an iPhone. All these little portable phones people had, they were just the basic phones that had dial pads. How are we going to prepare kids for a world 15 years down in the future that we don't know to look at? And of course, I got into it for that. So I've worked on those bills. I worked on bills on improving our virtual education. There's been a lot of discussion here in the state about the online education with our statewide virtual charter schools. Small fun fact, I actually started the statewide virtual charter school board about the virtual charter schools versus the brick and mortar schools. And I've been working on legislation. You saw 2905 pass. Some of my ideas were in that, were incorporated in that bill, and I'm co-author on the bill about how we help make sure we get good education for kids, but also don't get a churn where kids go back and forth between the two and kind of get lost. You know, on top of that, I voted on, you know, open carry. We have the open carry here. got a pro-life bill. And I think one thing people need to realize is that my job as a representative is to represent the district. And so this district is pro-life. You know, we've got the stats that show that. They're pro-Second Amendment. They're pro-personal liberty. So when we work on that, I'll be voting for those particular issues in there. In a nutshell, that's it. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of other things we can talk about, but I want to give you a chance to ask some questions.
All right. We just had something come down the pike. I do believe Mark Wayne Miller, Mullen, came up with a bill that kind of helped out on that internet, the connectivity that might help us here in Northeast Oklahoma and also parts of Kansas. Have you been in touch with him, or have you read up on that?
I haven't talked with him recently about that. But yes, this is a bill, I believe, this actually is funded, if I'm thinking of the same bill, mm-hmm. but it's funded through the Universal Service Fund. Pick up your phone, Bill. There's a fee called the Universal Service Fund fee. There's the federal one, and then there's the Oklahoma one.
Yeah.
Congressman Mullen would be working on the federal one on how do we use that to actually expand our internet throughout here. And that is so critical. At the very basic level, if you live in a rural area and you don't have good internet, your grandkids aren't going to stay as long when they come to visit.
True.
I mean, that's just the personal issue. But if you're running a business, if you're running a farm, you have to have good internet to stay connected to the world because so much happens on that. And so we're working on internet. We also just passed a bill off the floor that is now heading to the governor that really pulls together all the players in Oklahoma to look at how here in Oklahoma we can do public-private partnerships to make sure that we bring internet to everybody out there. I mean, we got a phone to every house in the U.S. back in the 30s and 40s. We can get internet to every house in Oklahoma.
Very good. We're talking with Representative Daryl Fincher. And Daryl, recently there's been a little back and forth between lawmakers and the governor when it comes to our state budget. As you talked a little bit ago about the budget kind of being in turmoil a few years ago, but for very different reasons. This reason seems to be COVID-19 related, and how do we pick up the pieces and move forward from here? Where do we stand with our Oklahoma state budget with all of these pieces in play?
Where we stand right now is the projection is that we would have a $1.36 billion budget shortfall compared to last year, which would, if we went straight with that, would be a 17% cut across the board, education, every agency. So what we've been working on is when we put the budget together is how do we creatively do this, assuming that COVID-19, while we're going to see effects for several years, mm-hmm. we're going to have a severe dip this year, and we'll start recovering in 2022 because we're working on the 2021 budget, and we'll be getting better, closer to normal. And so rather than just cutting all the money right now, we did several things. One is we went through and took our funds. There are some what are called revolving funds. These are basically money that's carried over from previous years. We went ahead and used all those. We took a little bit out of the rainy day fund. We also did some creative work to make sure that education, ironically, even though we had to cut the education budget by about 2.5%, which was not nearly as much as everybody got a 4% cut, except for education and a couple of other agencies. There were some one-time funds we didn't have to pay. But ironically, with common education, or not ironically, but this is the way it works because of CARES, the CARES Act, they're actually going to have more money next year than they had last year because the State Superintendent of Public Instruction is getting $160 million for common education. And the governor is getting an additional $40 million. And that makes up for the $73 million cut that we had. So Common Ed, we're committed to making sure that we're able to serve Oklahoma's children here. As for the back and forth with the governor, that's just a negotiation. People shouldn't read too much into what's going on there. I think the governor's he's been a very busy person. He's got all these things on his plate. Overall, I think he's doing a really good job.
It seems to me that maybe some of the folks, media types in Oklahoma City are trying to make something out of basically business. So that's what I read when I read the papers. There's business that has to be taken care of, and sometimes things can get a little larger than life when maybe you're stretching for a deadline. I don't know.
Well, there's that. And of course, this budget shortfall has really put a lot of stress on everybody.
It has.
And one thing I promised my constituents is you're going to see good governance out of this. We can't afford to have some of the games that happened in the past. I mean, before me here in the district, we had a really good representative with Representative Sears. We're going to continue that good governance motto here. And I think part of what you saw is people are so serious about good governance in the House of Representatives, and I'm committed to carrying this on. They actually saw the Democrats come together with us on many of these issues. And without, you know, a lot of flair or anything else, because they knew these are things that we have to do to take care of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Now, Darrell, you mentioned earlier that you represent, that's your job as a representative, is to represent. And I think something that kind of really defines what it means to represent. You had people knocking on your door and asking you questions about something that I guess a lot of people might not have ever thought of. And it had to do with foods being sold at farmers markets and things like that. And, you know, it's one of those things where some people might have just blown that off, but you actually took an interest in this and pursued it.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, and that's very important. We, you know, one of our businesses, and this actually is more than just farmers market. Mm-hmm. If you are a small, if you work in your home or at your home, can you bake something and sell it? Well, the original answer was it has to go through a farmers market, so you'd have to go there and sell it yourself. Mm. We actually have businesses who work with other ones who want to be able to sell like baked goods that you produce in your home. And so they would actually be your agent for you. It's not currently allowed in state law as well. And so I filed a bill that looked at opening that up. And we had actually several other people file a bill. Today, there are two bills on the agenda today. Only one of them is going to get heard. I've been working closely with the authors, and I'm co-authoring both bills as well, that both have passed the Senate. And it will fix this problem. So if you're a store, if you work from home, and say you've got a great recipe that you want to bake with, or you're doing some of these other work with it, you'll be able to go out, and if you can find a store who will be willing to sell it, they then can be what's called a market hub, and they will be able to sell your food for you. And one of the advantages, of course, is this is a small way to get extra income into people's pockets, because that's the whole thing is how do we get extra income into people's pockets? So I've been in close contact with a store down in Collinsville, the Farm Hippie, working with them on that. There are a couple of others throughout the Oklahoma that we're working with. And that bill, I was actually talking with Representative Mize yesterday about the bill and about how it's going to be presented on the floor. So look for that one. We'll be on the floor in a little over an hour. Look for that one to be heard and for us to get it passed.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
It's one of those common sense things that why didn't we think of that earlier? But, you know, the problem arose and the folks who brought it to your attention, and I'm certain that they and a lot of other people say thank you for getting it at least this far. Let's see if we can't take it across the finish line now.
And that's where we're heading. And speaking of representing, one of the things that have been happening is with this COVID-19.
Yes.
Everybody needs an advocate in state government. And that's part of my job as a representative. You know, I've got contacts that we can work with right now. We have challenges with people getting their unemployment. And you've heard about all the problems with that. And so one of the things we do is we have kind of a back line in. If you've applied for it and you've tried all the other things and can't get in, we can help you with that. Had another case, you know, last year where somebody was having a struggle with a health department requirement. So I met with the health department. I actually read the rules and regulations, met with the small business owner. And it's like, oh, this is how we can make this work. And I was able to advocate for them to be able to run their business as they needed to without interference from the health department. Worked out very well.
Great. Now, if anybody has a question for you, how can they contact you? I imagine you have a variety of different points of contact.
Right. If they want to contact me at my contact me directly, my cell phone is 918-328-2030. And of course, they can also email my office if they're interested. Easiest way to do that is to go to okhouse.gov and just look for me on the list. And my phone number's there. You can send an email. I tell people how to send an email, but thanks, Mom. My name, Daryl, is spelled very differently.
Yes, it is.
I grew up thinking I was the normal spelling. I came to realize, no. Mine's a variant spelling that's very difficult, but it's which is why my campaign address is Fincher for House. Most people can spell Fincher, so fincherforhouse.org or .com or .whatever in most cases will get you there, and you can contact me through that. But easiest way is to send an email to me or contact me through one of those means.
All right. Well, Daryl Fincher, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll catch you with Capital Call tomorrow, and good luck on the House floor today.
Hey, I certainly do appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. We've been speaking with Representative Daryl Fincher on Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Brought to you in part by Arnold Moore in Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass.